Welcome back to Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS. Dave Benton in studio with Scott Eckersley co-hosting. We have good old Jack Ebling on the line. Jack, we gotta get your opinion on this. We've been talking about this last segment, and I'm going to throw this disclaimer in there, okay? I've read about the game of the century, but nothing substitutes actually being around for the game of the century, because I can't wager how big the buildup was to it. I know that there were thousands and thousands of letters sent to get the game televised nationally. I know they had to pull all sorts of strings to do that 15-minute delay to get it televised nationally. My argument is just on a simple idea. I'm not trying to compare the hype of the game, but on the importance to the Michigan State football program. Today's Iowa game is in that same caliber of position as that game was back then. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I think you're right. You have to go quite a ways back to find anything comparable. In 1987, Dave, Michigan State played Indiana in the next to last game of the season, and that was a Rose Bowl showdown.
Mm-hmm.
The winner was going to Pasadena. The loser was not. And that turned out to be a very big win. Michigan State beat the Hoosiers 27-3. But in terms of national implications...
I was just about to say, because that didn't really have national championship implications like those these two games did.
There's not been anything like this as we get to the end of October. So this game is very unique that way, and Michigan State in a position to do something it hasn't done since the mid-60s.
And your thoughts, just because me and Scott were talking about it, and I think if they beat Iowa and then run the table, obviously this is all hypothetical, because beating Iowa at Kinnick Stadium is not an easy task in the least bit. I'm not trying to undersell that at all. But I think they automatically will have better resumes than TCU and Boise State, and right on par with Oregon. So I think if they win this game and then run the table, and I think that there's an advantage to having Minnesota right after Iowa, because they don't have to look ahead to an Ohio State. This is a huge opportunity.
Yeah, it's a huge opportunity, and Iowa is a better team than it has shown.
Oh, definitely.
Poor game last week, and really...
Well, and poor clock management, really. Is what did
them
in.
Yeah, missed an extra point, and you miss a makeable field goal, and then at the end of the game, of course, you've got a senior quarterback running around like a deer in the headlights. So there were a lot of problems with that.
Yeah, but he didn't throw a pick, so that's what's important.
He didn't throw a pick. That's true. That is true. But, you know, you mentioned that 66 Notre Dame-Michigan State game of the century, one of my favorite stories in sports. And there were so many people trying to get tickets for that game. They had over 1,000 media requests. People coming in for an entire week.
Hey, Jack. Actually, we got about 1 minute here, so why don't we save that until the 9:45 break, and then I'd love to hear that story, just because it's such an important game, and you know what really pushed it up was the injuries during the game to Notre Dame's All-Americans and things like that.
Right.
It was one of the greatest games ever. But we're going to talk to George Blaha when we come back, and then Jack will be back with us at 9:50. Jack, can you stick around for us?
Absolutely.
Beautiful. We'll talk to you then. Don't forget... You can always listen to the Jack and Tom Show on 1320 WILS or Facebook us, the Jack and Tom Show. Just search that, or on Twitter at Jack and Tom 1320. Listen to the Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS.